Hear this penetrating word. Paul says, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is something, as I've mentioned on some of my earlier Seeds of Revelation, that we really, beloved, I'm speaking to myself as well, we need to earnestly be contending for spiritual sight in our prayer life. Paul said, I'm not looking at the things that are seen, because those things are passing away. I'm looking at the things that are unseen, because these things are eternal. If you think about the things in life that really matter, think about this. If you think about the things in life that really matter, that really add value and substance and fulfillment, are they things that are seen or are they things that are unseen? For example, can you see love? I mean, in a way you can see the effects of love, but love is something spiritual. It's not like a house that eventually, you know, if you don't take care of it, it falls apart. It's a spiritual quality. And so we need to be building our lives upon those things that are not seen, things that matter, love and joy and peace, recognizing that everything that's in the world is only temporary. I once heard somebody say that, you know, they remembered as a young person buying this new refrigerator freezer. And this was like the first major appliance this guy ever bought in his life. And he, you know, was just starting out in his adult life. He hadn't bought a lot of new things yet. So this was like the first brand new thing he had. You know, his car was kind of old and dilapidated and so on and so forth. But this was a brand new shiny silver refrigerator freezer. It had an ice maker machine. You could put your glass there. It had a water spigot. You put your glass there. The refrigerator freezer pulled out water. And he was just like so impressed with this device he got. He kept on going back into the kitchen and looking at it. Eventually went to sleep that night. He woke up in the middle of the night and he thought about that new custom refrigerator freezer he had in his kitchen. He literally went down the stairs that night to go downstairs and go into his kitchen and look at it again. He was so impressed with this thing. But you know what happened? Eventually, his love went cold. You get the joke because it was a refrigerator freezer. His love went cold. The point is that everything in the world of materialism, the newness of it wears off. You get a new car and you just love it so much, and maybe you still appreciate it, but the newness fades away. Everything in the material world does not have a lasting permanence. It's temporal. But the things of the Spirit, my friends, are eternal. Let's make sure that the values that we're living for, the place where we're investing our time and our talent, our love, affection, and our treasure, let's make sure that those things are the spiritual things that will last forever. Because we're not going to be able to take our house and our cars and those things with us. But the relationships that we form, the love and the power and the spirit that we develop, those things will come with us into eternity. Let's make our lives count for something and live for something that's worth living for.